your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I was thinking it was the afternoon broadcast, and I just don't say anything for a while to to see what my producer will do, see about how long it takes him to panic. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Yeah, your dial said correctly, too. USAprepares.com. And we're broadcasting at 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock right here from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. We're on Genesis Communications Network. And there's a link to your instructors. So if you'd like to contact one of your instructors, just go to USAprepares.com. And there's a link right at the bottom of the page to your instructors. Dave's producing the broadcast in Minnesota. Today, survival economics with Frank Underhill. Hey, welcome, Frank.
Good morning, Vincent. Happy Father's Day to you. Glad to be here.
Hey, thanks so much, Frank. Same to you. Hey, Frank, tonight we've got a meetup at Ziggy's, Springfield, Missouri, and I'm going to be showing Sam Bushman's video about the control of the media and the velvet hammer. We discussed that on Friday. Class, if you'd like to listen to a very interesting broadcast about why the media is controlled, why you listen to some of these national broadcasters and you say, just say it. What? Why do you talk all around it? Why don't you just come out and say it? You got to know it's true. They don't do it. And the reason they don't do it is they'll get fired. They will get fired. They know that there's a line that they can't cross, and if they do, they get fired. And Sam and I talked about what happened to me on KWTO, the afternoon broadcast, and I got hit by the velvet hammer. That's my belief, that I got hit by the velvet hammer, and that's why I'm no longer on the afternoon at 3 o'clock in Springfield. I happened to talk about some things like Walmart. And we talked about the inside. Hey, Frank, did you know that one of our instructors, David Klotz, was talking about Walmart and their street tactics, their dirty street tactics, and he got fired from his company the next day after he was on the air exposing how Walmart and a church were involved in suing the city council in Springfield, Missouri? He believes that the church and Walmart worked together to sue individually the members of city council to prevent a vote on whether another Walmart would be brought to Springfield, Missouri. We talked about it on the afternoon at KWTO, and the next morning he's fired, and then, you know, a couple weeks later I'm gone. Interesting.
Well, it's Nation Pergamus, where the church became like the people. And I think, I don't want to get on a spiritual note here, but listen, Walmart needs another store in Springfield, like I need a third shoe.
Well, you know, I'm delighted to know that you know, they really do have these tactics. I'm delighted to know that because now we know what the game is. I mean, it's absolutely crystal clear. So we've got to meet
it's
tonight.
It's all heavy-handed tactics. You speak up and exercise free speech, and this fellow loses his job.
Yeah, and you know what? And the funny thing is, well, not the funny, it's all sad. The sad thing is that he used to work for Walmart. He worked for them for 20 years. And so he knew the inside. He met Hillary Clinton, and he met Sam Walton. And so he was trained a long time ago by Walmart. He literally worked as a young man all the way, worked his way up to, you know, through management, spent time at corporate headquarters in Bentonville, Arkansas. And he had some proposals to, you know, sell American-made goods. You know, there was a time many years ago where Walmart used to hang these signs saying, you know, bringing jobs to America. I mean, they'd bring like
probably
three or five or seven.
Probably made in the USA. I remember that. Yeah, everything was made in Wranglers, jeans, fishing equipment, slicks, Stetsons. Now it's all made in China now.
Yeah, and so he was part of the organization to bring jobs back to America. And anyway, he saw what happened, and he got disillusioned with the inside of Walmart, and he started speaking out. You can call him a whistleblower. You can call him someone who is, you know, telling the truth. Anyway, he lost his job. Well, I guess he resigned Walmart, and then he was hired by another company. And this other company was paying close attention to his discussions on the radio with me. And they interviewed him, and they said to him, look, you know, we're interested in hiring you. You're a really good guy, but we don't want you to do to us what you did to Walmart. And he said, oh, no, I wouldn't do that. So he was on the radio with me after he got hired from this other company, about 70 to 100 miles outside of Springfield, another a large farm and ranch supply chain. So he was working there as a store manager, and he was on the air with me on a Friday, his day off, and we were talking about Walmart, and we were on in Springfield, you know, in the afternoon broadcast. The next morning, he was fired. And the company that fired him is a company who buys, or a company that buys old Walmart stores. So when Walmart outgrows their, you know, their old stores, this company buys them and turns them into a farm and ranch supply. So Walmart does have reach, and they fired him. So interesting story. So we're going to talk about the Velvet Hammer tonight at Ziggy's. And if you want to learn what we're going to talk about, just go class, just download Friday morning's broadcast, hour number two on Genesis. You can go to usapreparers.com, click on Listen to Vincent, GCN, download the podcast from Friday, hour number two. And that's that's the discussion about the Velvet Hammer and what happens to people in the media when we speak out and say things that the owners of the networks don't like. I do not have any more LEDs to bring to the meetup. I just got information that they're being sent FedEx. They decided not to send me these LEDs for some reason. I contacted the guy on over the weekend, and he said, yeah, we'll send them right away. And he did not send them. Frank, we've got some articles on the website that I think are pretty interesting. You know, we're producing a low number of primary care doctors. Have you heard people talk about how hard it is to get a doctor's appointment today?
This comes across my desk, and, you know, people I know, yeah, that's a trend right now that is getting more widespread, and there's also a lot of doctors that just don't want to take on any new patients. I think that's what it comes down to, because they're all afraid of the insurance companies not paying and malpractice lawsuits, and you know, they're very, very selective who they're taking on now.
Yes, and two of our senior instructors, I won't mention their names on this broadcast, but they are two instructors with us at USAPreparers.com. Two of them that I know of have decided to give up practicing medicine because of the paperwork, the hassle, the taxes, the invasion of privacy, the licensing, all of the bureaucracy that is involved with practicing medicine has become so burdensome. Now, these aren't young kids. I mean, these are senior medical doctors, and they've decided that it's not worth it. So what we're doing is they are deciding on their own to give up something that they love doing because it's become no fun. It's not because of the patients, not because they don't know what they're doing, not because of any other reason other than the bureaucracy involved is so burdensome, they just say, forget it, it's not worth it. And that's sad. That's sad. So here we have a government that is absolutely out of control in every respect, and now they're causing doctors that we desperately need to give up practicing medicine. And my wife has a doctor's appointment, just a checkup, today. And I said, this week. And she asked me if I'd like to go with her. Well, I'm broadcasting that particular day this week. And I said, well, I'll tell you what, why don't you call the doctor and a doctor's office and see if you can get that appointment changed just to a different hour later. maybe an hour later. That's all we need, and I'll be able to go with you. And she said, are you kidding? Do you know how long it took to get this appointment? It took months to get this appointment for a regular checkup to see her doctor. That's the kind of nonsense that's going on. You can't even get to see your doctor anymore. It's horrible. And it's not like they reduced the fees to apologize to you because it takes months to go see him. The fees have increased, and you still can't see him when you want to see him or her.
Well, I go to an inner city doctor here in Las Vegas, and he charges cash up front, $60 a visit, and he'll write the prescription. But if it's anything that needs more than that, forget about it. He's nowhere to be seen.
Really?
Yeah.
So wait a minute. So are you saying that the diagnosis, he'll do a quick diagnosis and write a prescription? So like if you have a sinus infection, is that the kind of guy
right,
you go to?
Right, correct, yes.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. What's happening in rural America is something a little different. In rural America, people are going to their veterinarian. And they are making sure that their animals have enough medication for things like infections and so forth. And they're buying those medications, and they're keeping them on hand. And it's just possible that some of those people are taking those medications themselves instead of going to the doctor because they can't get to the doctor. I mean, what would happen, Frank, since we're talking about this, what would happen if a person were bit by a tick, okay, and on a Friday at 3 o'clock, Friday afternoon, and the person said, you know what? I don't think this is so good. And then by Saturday, the fever starts, and it's, okay, this is tick fever or Lyme's disease, right? So what do you do? What do you do? You certainly can't call your doctor right now because he's not available. His office hours don't start until 9 o'clock on Monday. And that's when you can talk to the scheduler, the receptionist. So you probably won't be able to see that doctor for a week or two. And by that time, if you have Lyme's disease, There's no fixing it easily. Whereas you could have just had an antibiotic, doxycycline, and been good to go. But you can't get it. You can't get it without a prescription. So what's happening is people are going to their veterinarian and getting prescriptions for their dogs. Interesting. I'm Vin Finelli, Frank Underhill. We're going to talk about gold and silver. What's going on in the market? Is it manipulated? I think it is. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Talking about the economy, we're talking about articles on the website, and there's one on at USA Prepares. It's titled "More Than 200 Secret Service Agents with Special Diplomatic Immunity to Shoot Anyone They Suspect of Being a Threat Will Be Protecting Barack Obama," and they're referring to him as Barack O'Farmer. You know, class, farming is an honorable profession. It really is, and I'm a farmer. And so it sounds like these Secret Service agents are going to dress in maybe the same attire that I might be dressed at while they're protecting Barack Obama. And they're going to be driving these tractors. And I just think that it's over the top, but dressing impersonating farmers. Now, if you impersonate a police officer, that's against the law. But I guess it's not against the law to impersonate a farmer. I have a problem with impersonating a farmer. Farming is an honorable profession. And anyway, I have a problem with they now have diplomatic immunity. They can shoot anyone that they feel might be a threat. Can you imagine that? You don't have to be a threat. They just have to think that you might be. We're out of control. Absolutely out of control. But speaking of farming, I wanted to mention that we are having a real tough time here in the Midwest with trying to bale hay for the winter. Last year we had a drought that was unbelievable, the worst drought probably ever. And the grass wasn't growing, and farmers didn't have much hay, so they They had to sell a lot of their cows, which caused the price to plummet, as we said it would, and then it caused the record price in beef prices, which we said it would, exactly as we predicted. Well, now we have the exact opposite. We have so much rain. We have torrential rains. The weather forecast is wrong, wrong, wrong all the time. All we need is 3 days worth of sun in a row, and we can cut and bale our hay, but we can't get it. And here's what's happening. The weather report, weather.gov from the federal government, is so inaccurate. It isn't. For example, our weather report said that there was a 10% chance of rain over the weekend. 10%. We thought, 10%. We can live with that. So we had our hay cut, and we raked it into windrows. When you rake it into a windrow, that's like a pile of hay, that goes. Imagine cutting your lawn with a rotary mower, and if you could rake what comes out of the discharge chute into a row, that's a windrow. And then we take a round baler, and we go along that path, and we pick up that hay and roll it into a round bale. Once we windrow it with a hay rake, we're committed. And once, if it rains on that, that hay's ruined. If the hay is cut on the ground and it rains on it, we can probably save some of that hay and not have it spoiled, because all we have to do is let it dry out, and all we do is lose a lot of its nutrition. Well, here's what happened. A third of the farmers were able to cut their hay and bale it, but because the window for sun was so short, they baled it wet, damp, with too much moisture. That's going to rot. That's a third of the hay. It's already done. Then, like me, a third of the farmers cut the hay, looked at the weather report, said it's going to be good, we're going to have enough time, and then we had a torrential rain that ruined it. And then the other third of the farmers have not cut their hay yet, and that hay is old and tough, and it's lost its nutrition. Here's what I'm saying. We are now at the point where we're going to have a tough time feeding our animals over the winter, because some of the hay that the third of that was already cut and baled, that's going to be moldy. The third that are like I, who cut the hay and can't bale it because it's raining on it and raining on it and raining on it, that hay is going to have low nutrition. And those who didn't cut the hay, that has low nutrition. And it's going to be really tough. And the cows aren't going to like it. So, yeah, we're having rain. And it's great right now because there's plenty of grass to eat. But the winter is going to be tough. We'll talk about that and gold when we come back on the long segment. Frank Underhill, UnderhillSecurities.com. He's the CEO. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Fox and Fox.
There's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my... When you go to the for 2 seconds,
turn. Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Frank Underhill's with us. Frank, we've got a post on the website, and it says 10,000 people waiting in line to buy gold in China. Now, they don't seem to have any problem buying gold. What is happening with gold that you can share with us?
Well, clearly you see the dollar is, it's sideways here right now. And they just does not want to see an impetus for the dollar to correct. And because you have a high dollar, you have these sideways to lower gold prices. But the good news is the dollar, in my opinion, seems to be cresting here somewhat. and you're not seeing the wide downward swings in gold as you were a couple of months ago. So perhaps maybe this is the bottoming out here. And mind you, a lot of these miners are raising fresh cash down here and keeping operations going. So as long as that environment remains fertile, they're probably and with a little sign of weakness in the dollar, we should start to see gold move back up. And then also, as we talked in earlier programs, inflation is setting in as well too, whether it be in food prices or gasoline prices. Very important to our economy. You'll probably start to see gold. Remember, gold is a hedge. Above all, it's a hedge against the dollar and a hedge against inflation. Anyone who invests in physical metals or in what I recommend, it is primarily a hedge.
Well, I totally agree with that. Frank, you mentioned inflation. And I'd like to talk about something that happened to me over the weekend. When we were trying to bale hay, we were up against the clock, and the clock was ticking, and it was really a tough situation. We had the rain was coming, and of course that's the time when we have an equipment failure. We have a John Deere brand baler. It's a great baler, but there's this box that. Let me explain the baling. When you bale hay, you've got these windrows, and you just follow them with a tractor, and the tractor has a shaft that comes out the back that turns the mechanism of the baler to pick up the hay from these windrows and then roll it into these round bales. Our baler produces about 1,000-pound roll of hay. And when the hay is all rolled, in order to keep it in a roll, there is plastic or natural twine that is used around the outside of the bale, and it just goes in a spiral around the outside, and it holds all the hay in toward the center of the bale, and it keeps the bale from collapsing. You know, after you remove the bale from the baler. Well, there's a control box that allows me to control exactly how I want to wind that twine around the bale. And I can wind it with very little twine, or I can wind it with a lot more twine that holds the bale and keeps it so that it will last longer. So I control that. Well, the box failed. This little control box. It's the size of think of it like a light switch box. It's about that big on the end of a couple cables. And it has one button switch on it, and I can say, with the switch, I can push the switch forward to advance the twine in one direction, or I can push the switch the other way and return the twine dispenser arm to its retracted position. It's a very simple box. And it failed, so I called John Deere, and they said they could get me one. It's $484.95. So I look on the internet, exactly the same price. It's price fixed. Okay, so, and I can have it within a day, but I couldn't wait that long. I had to have it right away. Now, for this box, that's an incredible amount of money, and I said, no matter what, I'm not going to pay that price, no matter what. So I decided I would adapt a mechanism to fix that box. So I called Radio Shack, and I was able to buy a double-pole, double-throw switch and wire it up so that it would do everything I wanted to do and replace that box. So for $3.99, I replaced this box that would have cost me $484.95. 1%. I fixed it for 1% of the cost. Frank, here's what I'm saying. Inflation is eating us alive when it comes to replacement parts that are factory type parts. They like headlights. If you have a crash and you need a headlight assembly, it can cost $1,000 or $1,500 or $1,800 for a headlight assembly. We have made these parts so you can only get them from the manufacturer now, and it's outrageous because they are really sticking it to us. So the price of parts to repair equipment is out of control, and inflation is eating us alive in the parts arena. That's what I'm saying.
And it's also very specialized. Like, that's where a lot of these companies make their money, are with aftermarket parts. Like, any company like that one that GM had for a while, I forgot the name of it, but they make parts. In Canada, there's a few huge auto parts manufacturers.
Mm-hmm.
And those companies, I think, tend to perform, are more profit orientated than the actual car company itself. Parts are very lucrative, and also the engineering that goes into them, and patents, and all that other, all the other elements that go into parts making. Yeah, it's very very intense, and yeah, and people pay for it. Like if you have a head gasket breaking on your car, you know, watch out.
Yeah, I remember when I was in high school, I had a head gasket blow on my 1954 Willys Jeep, and the head gasket blew, and so I bought a new head gasket, and it was like maybe $10. At the absolute most, it was $10, and I took the head off myself. I'd never done it before. Took the head off and refinished the head so that it would be smooth and put it all back together. And, you know, my total cost was Permatex. I bought some Permatex gasket sealant for maybe $1.75 for the whole jar and the head gasket. So for less than $15, I was in business. And now if you, to do that today, I'll bet you you're looking at easily $1,000 in labor to replace a head gasket on an automobile. Easily. Easily. And I don't think the head gasket's $10. I'll bet you it's more like a gasket set to do that job would probably be $150. Because you need a lot more gaskets now to do it than you used to need. And the gasket prices are higher. Yeah, so it's costing a fortune. I can't imagine what it costs to have a plumber come replace a faucet. I can't imagine. I'll bet you it's $250 to have a plumber replace a faucet. Yeah, we used to be able to buy the whole faucet for $29. Frank, what's happening with silver?
Well, silver seems to, again, as other programs we've been broadcasting on, is having a very hard time finding any traction here.
Mm-hmm.
And the lower the silver goes, the more evident that premiums in the price of silver gets. And I can just attribute to silver's decline just because, again, there's no headway being made in gold right now. And as long as this persists, and silver also has more of an industrial application than, say, per gold. And if the economy moves ahead, you would assume that there'd be more demand for silver. But we are not seeing any of that silver slack being picked up here, which I find concerning.
Well, I agree. But what I'm seeing is I'm getting calls from people who are interested in buying physical silver. They're looking for bullion, and they're looking for junk silver. And even though... well, I think it's a good time to buy because the prices keep going down. But they're not, the people I know are not deterred by the prices slowly going down. They want it, and they'd rather have it than the Federal Reserve notes.
And, I see silver below $22. I find that's a bit ghastly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. But you can't buy it for $22. You can't buy it for $22. I mean, that's the price, but that's the
with a $5 premium on top of that, or $10 premium on top of that.
That's correct. That's correct. So, Frank, in our area of the country, in the Missouri Ozark Mountains, I'm seeing properties that are for sale, farms that are for sale, staying for sale for quite a while. And I believe it's because people can't sell their homes elsewhere to move to the country. I think that's what's happening. I know of a magnificent, absolutely magnificent farm for about $150,000. It's 80 acres. 80 acres. It's $150,000. It has a barn on it that's made out of metal with metal metal beams. It is on short walls, which means it's got concrete walls. This is not a junky barn. This is, the barn's probably worth $80,000 if you were to, you know, build one like it. Absolutely magnificent property with it's fenced, it's cross-fenced, it's a quarter of a mile of road frontage, it's a half a mile deep, it has three ponds, it's got grass, and the price is $150,000, and no one's bought it. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. It's in our neighborhood, if you would. And if someone bought it, they'd be our neighbor. And it's available at $150,000. Why is it that has not sold? Why is it? The only thing I can think of is people can't sell what they've got right now. They're underwater. They can't get out. They can't sell their city property or their suburban property to move out to the country to get away from disaster. I can't think of any other reason. Can you?
No, I can't think of either. Just it's very, very... Well, first of all, farmland is always being expensive regardless. And I think people who would troll into that spectrum would look at putting that land into production, but the cost of doing so is probably quite high right now.
Frank Underhill, I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. And when we get back, you've got some information about foreclosures. There's a change. Frank, would you share that with us when we come back on the other side of this
I will, Vince.
Short break? No, we'll be right back. Either. UnderhillSecurities.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Ali-Ban has allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to ali-c.com, spelled ali-c.com, or call 855-ALISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Ali-C and Ali-Ban from Affinity Health Products at ali-c.com.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door's weak points, comes in 3 colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net, spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armor Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Real estate in Nevada might be an indication of what's happening in your neighborhood. Frank Underhill's with us, underhillsecurities.com. Frank Underhill is the CEO of underhillsecurities.com. He's with us every Monday for 2 hours right here on usapreparers.com. Frank, what's happening with real estate foreclosures?
Well, they're spiking higher again because these banks are remedying all the robo-signing and documentation, and they're starting to foreclose again at a high rate to lock in on higher prices. So I think for a lot of people who are still in their homes, I think that that hiatus honeymoon will come to an end probably sooner than later. Mm. And there's a lot of inventory still here in Nevada where there's lots of vacant properties. But I think you're going to start to see those come back onto the market again as well, and so banks can lock in on higher prices. And I think you're going to start to see more, not only here, but probably in other areas as well, like Phoenix, Florida, other parts of the country too. So I think that, but I think if you're looking at buying a home at a discount price, I think you can still keep dreaming. I don't think that's going to happen.
Now, your neck of the woods has really been hit hard with property prices falling. I believe you were telling me that houses in the $400,000 price neighborhoods have been coming down to the $200,000.
That's right.
Prices, and so that house that was, let's start with the $500,000 house in your area. What is it, or what was it 2 months ago, and where do you see it going now?
Well, probably 2 months ago, that $500,000 house was selling for under two, and that was probably going for $210,000, $215,000 right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's up 5 to 7.5%.
Yeah,
okay.
And like 2 years ago, it'd probably be 150. It was very bad everywhere. But there's like, as the banks go through the inventory and auctions, at City Hall were ramping up. But now again, like I said, you're seeing a lot of these property slowly coming back onto the market just because the banks have gotten their paperwork straightened out with a lot of these twisted loans. So, but they're not going to be as quick to throw them back on the market as they were 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and again, as a home buyer, don't look for any bargains because I think they're very few and far between. I think if you're looking for a bargain, you probably missed the boat on that.
Our daughter was trying to buy a house for the longest time, and a couple of years, and she would see something that would just be listed on the multiple listing service on the East Coast, and she'd send me an email, and I would look at it, I would do the research, I would, you know, within a couple hours, I would have I would look at the satellite map, I'd look for all kinds of negatives in the area. I would look for nuclear reactors. I would look for chemical plants. I would look for high voltage power lines. I'd look for all kinds of things that I wanted to help her avoid. And so it would take a couple hours. So it would come on the market, let's say at 9 o'clock in the morning. By noon, I would have received it, had all the research done, helped her pick a price to offer to buy. She would contact her realtor by 5 o'clock that day. Her offer would be in, and by that evening, she would be told that the house was already sold, and it was impossible. And this went on for a couple of years. And so if she tried an offer at a reasonable discount from the asking price, she never got it. The only way she was able to buy a house was at the full asking price. And she finally got one, but it took 2 years. So buying a house is really, really a difficult proposition. Frank Underhill's with us, and we come back. I'd like to talk about credit cards. We'll be back after the top of the hour news. Frank Underhill, UnderhillSecurities.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.